Voters in Fall River go to the polls today to select candidates for the mayoral election in November. The vote comes amid a power struggle between an indicted mayor and a city council bent on removing him from office. WBUR's Simone Rios brings us up to date.
Five middle-aged men scoop heaps of steamers out of massive metal pots, with a horseshoe game ringing in the background. It's a clam bake fundraiser for a school committee candidate at the Fall River Elks Club, the kind of event you'd expect in a seaside New England town. But these are anything but ordinary times in Fall River. Mayor Jaisal Correa is up for re-election, and he's been under indictment since October over alleged crimes that happened before he was mayor. He now stands accused of extorting local marijuana companies and soliciting bribes from his chief of staff while in office, charges that have the city council calling for him to step down. Correa says the charges are unfounded, and he's pleaded not guilty to all 24 of them. At his clam bake fundraiser, school committee candidate Tim McCoy says he's looking forward to a time when Fall River returns to something resembling normalcy, which would mean no longer having a mayor under a federal indictment. McCoy says it would be easier to do school committee business without the whispers of corruption that have surrounded City Hall for months.
I think where folks are watching our meetings and not having to worry about the behind-the-scenes dynamic and the behind-the-scenes, political rivalry, and again, the potential of any mistrust in the school department is something that would be better off, removed.
Today's election is the first in Fall River since March, when 57% of the voters decided to recall Correa over his first set of charges. But the city charter allowed Correa to run to replace himself, and he squeaked by four divided candidates with just over a third of the vote. Now he faces a second round of charges, the ones involving the marijuana industry. So the big question is whether Correa supporters draw the line at allegations that he's abusing the office of mayor.
I think people want to know that whoever they elect to these positions is honest, and their number one interest is looking out for the people of Fall River, not doing something for themselves or their friends.
Paul Coogan is one of three candidates running today, and he's expected to face Correa in the November general election. Coogan is a former vice principal at Durfee High School in Fall River. He says the overarching issue in the campaign isn't opioids or economic development or schools, but the climate around City Hall.
People are growing weary. They're growing weary. All the mayor's friends that he runs with pled guilty or cut a deal with the U.S. attorney, and he's the only one I know that's saying he's innocent.
But some of Correa's supporters see the indictment as a political conspiracy against a mayor who's shaking up city business and cutting out the power players who used to run the city. More evidence of the supposed conspiracy came last week from the city council, which voted 8-1 to remove Correa from office until his legal battles are over. Just before that vote, Correa led a rally outside City Hall. He told WBUR he'd refused to obey the council's removal order.
Unbelievable what's happening from a federal level all the way down to the local level tonight at the chamber. It's an attack.
Elected at the age of 23, Correa was seen as having a bright future in Massachusetts politics. Now, even under indictment, he still exudes the confidence and polish of a seasoned politician.
But no question, as I said tonight to a few of these supporters that are here, they know I'm innocent of these things. I know I'm innocent of these things. I've given the explanations I can give. But at the end of the day, what mayor in the last decade has actually done something to improve their lives?
Some in Fall River say the mayor's electoral future is doomed. Political observer and city resident C.J. Ferry says he expects Correa to make it past today's preliminaries, then go down in the final election at the hands of about 60% of the voters. But Ferry notes Correa still has a dedicated base.
First and foremost, Jaisal is very much like P.T. Barnum. He could charm a dog off of a meat wagon, and people buy his story of everything that he has allegedly accomplished, when a lot of those accomplishments came from previous administrations. But as it always goes, the guy who's in office now takes credit for it.
The third candidate running is Erica Scott Pacheco, who comes from the nonprofit sector and has never held elected office. Ferry says she lacks the experience and name recognition to make it past the preliminaries. But Ferry says Fall River voters have a tendency to surprise, and he's hoping Scott Pacheco gets more votes than Correa in the preliminary election and puts an early end to the turmoil tonight. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.